I know there is a time to speak up and a time to keep my mouth shut, said a friend of mine. I just haven't figured out what to do when. Maybe you can relate. Knowing what to say and what not to say is one of the major challenges most of us face in transitioning to an adult relationship with a son or daughter. Although there are exceptions, I've learned that in most cases, the best policy for parents is to bite their tongues and remain silent. Withholding advice goes against our nature as parents, but unsolicited advice is usually taken as criticism. Many parents of adult children tell me that the most difficult part of their new job description is abstaining from giving advice when they know they're correct. For more than two decades, our reflex was to offer guidance. It's hardwired into every parent's DNA. We have advice to offer for everything from potty training to first dates and more. So it is sometimes a shock when we discover that our kids not only view our advice as criticism, but also aren't asking for it. Here are four important guidelines to help you keep your relationship strong and avoid the trap of giving unsolicited advice. 1. Trust that experience is a better teacher than advice. However much a parent views giving advice as an act of love, most adult children resent it. They strive for independence and view a parent's giving advice as telling them what to do or restricting their freedom. If you choose to give them advice rather than encourage their independence, they will run from you. When it comes to giving advice, author Jane Isay writes, "Don't give it. They don't like it. They don't want it. They resent it." Instead of steering your children in the way you think they should go, trust that experience is a much better teacher. When you give them the independence and respect they desire, they'll learn from their experiences of victory and defeat. If we keep our mouth shut and keep the welcome mat out, we increase the odds that our children will come to us for guidance on their own. If we choose to continue giving them unwanted advice, even if it's great advice with the best of intentions, our intrusive counsel will ultimately hurt the relationship. Some call that the high cost of good advice. One of my wife Kathy's love languages is giving advice. Whenever she runs across an article she thinks might benefit someone in the family, she cuts it out of the magazine or forwards the web link. She is our go-to authority on everything from healthy lifestyle issues to spiritual growth and numerous other aspects of life. And she not only gives good advice, but also lives out what she advises the rest of us to do. One day when our kids were younger, we were on vacation in a small town in England when we came upon a sign in a doorway that read, "Citizens Advice Council." The kids shouted, "Mom, this is the perfect job for you." Her husband, that would be me, was smart enough to keep his mouth shut. Kathy just laughed and said, "You're probably right." For a person like Kathy, to whom advice giving comes naturally, it's especially difficult to bite her tongue and keep good advice to herself. But she has learned the wisdom of not saying everything she thinks. When she does that, it's amazing how many times our children end up seeking her counsel.